You are listening to 2 Minutes of Torah with Rabbi Danny, a JCast Network podcast. For more information about Rabbi Danny, please visit rabbidanny.com. For more information about other JCast Network podcasts and blogs, please visit jcastnetwork.org.
Shalom, and welcome to 2 Minutes of Torah. Parashat Vayishlach, Darth Esau. In my childhood, Darth Vader was in many ways the ultimate bad guy. George Lucas managed to create a villain who looked the part, sounded the part, and even acted the part. He was the Emperor's right-hand man, and as such, he was involved in all the villainy which took place under the evil Galactic Empire. And then, in Return of the Jedi, the final film in the original trilogy, Darth Vader redeemed himself. I can't imagine that there's anyone who doesn't know what happens, but we see at the end of the movie Luke being overpowered by the Emperor. Darth finds the good which Luke sensed within him, and he emerges as the hero of the trilogy, the one who ultimately defeated the Emperor. When the Star Wars prequels came out over 2 decades after the original films, we gained further insight into why Darth Vader behaved the way he did, and why he ultimately redeemed himself. When we look for our bad guy in the Bible, Esau would definitely be featuring in our top 10. From the moment of conception, there was enmity between Esau and Jacob as they struggled in Rebekah's womb. The rabbis developed an idea of Esau as the ultimate bad guy. He was the founder of Edom, which became associated with Rome and the Romans who destroyed the Second Temple, and ultimately with Christianity, the rival religion at the time of the rabbis. The Talmudic rabbis even referred to him as the wicked Esau. However, despite Jacob's fears about a reunification with his brother in this week's Torah portion, Esau's behavior appears to be anything but wicked. As the brothers are reunited, Esau ran to greet him. He embraced him, and falling on his neck, he kissed him and they wept. This does not seem to be the behavior of a man who is wicked. Esau even hoped to join with Jacob's community. He requested, "Let us start on our journey and I will proceed at your pace." And the two brothers even came together to bury their father Isaac, the last time they were together. It is true that Esau did at one point want to kill his brother, harboring a grudge and claiming, "Let but the mourning period of my father come and I will kill my brother Jacob." But we have to remember that this declaration came after Jacob had stolen the paternal blessing from his brother, causing the wicked Esau to weep aloud. When we read this week's Torah portion, we see the relationship between Jacob and Esau in a completely different light, and we see Esau as a brother who, despite the wrongs done to him, is willing to forgive and attempt to rebuild the sibling relationship. There is a power in the moment when he kissed him. The text in the Torah has dots above it which allowed for the rabbis to interpret the deeper meaning of it. In Genesis Rabbah, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said that the dots demonstrate that Esau kissed him with all his heart. However, Rabbi Yanai taught that the dots symbolize the fact that Esau wished to bite Jacob. Rabbi Yanai viewed Esau as a bad guy and was unable to alter his perspective despite evidence to the contrary. He would probably have maintained that Darth Vader was still a bad guy, despite the fact that he ultimately redeemed himself, saving his son and contributing to the downfall of the Galactic Empire. Esau often gets a bad press from the rabbis, and especially as a result of his association with Edom, Rome, and Christianity. But just as our relationship with Christianity has changed over the last 50 or so years, perhaps it is also time to change the way we view Esau. Maybe it is time for us to focus on Esau, the man who was wronged by his brother. The man who provides us with an example of how family love can overcome sibling rivalry and tension. Esau may not be one of the patriarchs, but as one of our uncles, we can learn a lot of lessons from him. We have to remember that underneath Darth Vader's mask, it was always Anakin Skywalker. Shabbat Shalom.